Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Rolling Toe with trucking experts Kevin and Mike Beckett. This is the show where you ask the questions and we give you the diagnosis on how to get the most out of your truck. We'll talk about avoiding wear and tear, knowing your suspension and axles, and how to get more mileage from your tires. We're on the audio road. Let's get rolling.
Well, good evening. This is Mike.
And this is Kevin.
And I don't know why we're here.
Just wandered in.
We just wandered in, yeah. I don't know. Somebody said we should sit here and talk to these black things on the desk.
Right. Well, it's worked out.
It's worked out? Okay.
Not like it costs us anything.
What have you got new and exciting to talk about?
Just a lot of alignments.
Just doing alignments. Yeah. Traveling around your little pickup truck and fixing trucks. Cool. And you're learning some new things.
Learning new things, yes.
Yes.
New suspensions. New.
He now knows that he does not know how to move a cement mixer.
Right. Yes. Drop the tag on any of those things. These are not my.
That's not in your skill set.
Right.
Okay.
I haven't been doing that.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Well, we're here to answer your questions on tire wear and handling, listen to your comments, your complaints, your whining, and if you whine too much, we'll hang up on you.
We've done that.
We have. But.
Like once.
In the meantime, if you have a question or comment, please push 1 on your phone dial. That'll let us know you have a question or comment. If you push it twice, you'll be erased from the universe. You'll need the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy to find your way back. I must warn you that if we don't get any questions or comments, I will start singing and telling dirty jokes. So it's up to you what you want to listen to.
I hope that they all want questions.
I don't care. Doesn't matter to me because I will amuse myself.
One way or the other.
Yep. And coming up here in May.
Yes.
You have to go do a presentation for the National Lease Conference in Charlotte, North Carolina.
For the sales managers and service managers.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly who all else.
I don't know. But you were requested.
Yes.
They called us and said, we've had
we
your
need
request.
Somebody from your organization
cool.
to come talk to us.
And at the same time, he's going to be down there for one day doing that. I will be in Texas. Out of Uvalde at the test grounds doing training for them for that whole week of the 14th of May. So that's our current plans for activities on the road. We do have a question over there. And what is the phone area code on that?
815.
Anyone, you want to guess?
Minnesota?
Way off.
Illinois.
Yes.
Okay.
It's Illinois.
It was one of them too.
I don't know why they don't use the S. Illinois.
Because I don't know, an Illinois.
Illinois. Well, let's find out if this guy's in Illinois. Push the button.
Hello, Illinois.
Hello.
And are you in Illinois?
No, I'm in Michigan.
Oh, good for you.
But I suppose those that don't use the S in Illinois, like they don't use the S in Des Moines.
Des Moines, right.
Des Moines.
It must have been French people doing this.
Yeah.
I guess. Because I'm from Marseille, Illinois, so in the French term it would be Marseille.
Marseille, yes, correct. Yes, all right. So what's up, buddy?
Okay, so I don't have an alignment question, but what I have is a vibration, a horrible vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in the whole truck.
Mm-hmm.
My GPS, my mirrors shake, my GPS shakes, my phone shakes. It's in the whole truck.
Mm-hmm. Which means
I can
it's
really
a driveline
feel
vibration.
It in the steering wheel. I'll go along with that.
Now, wait a minute. When you first feel it, is it in the steering wheel or is it in your feet?
I'm going to say it's in my feet.
Okay, so it's a driveline vibration. Is it at a certain speed or at all speeds?
It's at all speeds, and it seems the slower I go, the worse it is.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
It's more dramatic at slow speeds. When I get my speed up, I guess the vibration is faster, so everything settles down a little bit, but it's still there.
And how long has this been doing it? Since you bought the truck, or just within the last 2 months or 6 months or what?
It seems like it's probably been the last 7 months since I had the mid-shift bearing changed and I had the pinion seal changed on the front differential, the front pinion seal on the front differential. And then it
started?
Yeah, but it seems like it's getting worse.
Oh, it will get worse. They never get better.
Yeah.
But
right.
It started when you had the carrier bearing replaced.
Correct. And I know that's a good place to start. But
yeah, it's an excellent place.
Maybe there were shims that were underneath the carrier bearing or between the carrier bearing and the cross member, and they didn't put them in. And they said, we probably put them back in. Well, man, you maybe not have either.
Right.
So,
right.
I guess my question is where could I go to get my driveline angle changed or checked? And I was wondering if a shop that stretches frames would be able to do that, because if you're going to stretch a frame, you're going to change your angles.
I would assume that a guy that stretches frames knows how to put longer drive shafts in and set the angles and stuff.
I heard you mention a place in Kankakee, Illinois one time that does stuff with frames, and I was just wondering, I couldn't remember the name of them.
Let me see if I can find that. Kevin, reduce that big screen and call up ACT.
Sure.
And let's see if there's anything there.
There's ACT.
Okay.
This will take just a second.
Yeah, we're looking.
No problem.
We got time. push
all
that.
The listeners want this dead air anyway.
Right.
And I've had the long shaft taken out and set out and straightened and balanced, and it just, the vibration never quit. Sometimes it gets, sometimes it gets better and sometimes it doesn't. And right now it seems just like it's predominantly there.
You find Kankakee?
Yeah, only three prospects, that's it.
If I get going down a hill and throw this thing in neutral and let the engine idle down, doesn't change.
Right, right. What you've described to me doesn't sound like an engine problem. The fact that the vibration gets smoother the faster you go indicates to me that the faster the out of balance or out of alignment goes, the vibrations actually get closer together and they feel smoother. The slower
Correct.
You go, the more time they have to rattle you. So I can see that being a problem. What do you find, Kev?
Scanlon Collision.
Scanlon Collision would be the one.
Hersher.
It's in Hersher, Illinois, right next to Kankakee.
Hersher.
Yeah, you got a phone number for him, Kev?
Sure. 815-426-2178.
2178.
Correct.
Okay.
That would be one place. Now, what make and model of a truck is this?
It's an 06 Freightliner Columbia with a 1,000,004 on it.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I talked with you at the truck show, and I talked with Jerry and Chad,
mm-hmm.
and I've actually met up with Jerry one time because I'm going to have him redo my suspension bushings and kingpins and set the caster down to 2 degrees.
Okay.
But I want to, and I didn't know if the suspension bushings might be part of this vibration.
It's a possibility. When they did this work on your pinion seal and the carrier bearing, they didn't happen to take any U-bolts apart and do anything with the leaf springs in the rear, did they?
No, and I was the guy that mentioned to you that on my passenger side rear axle, they tried push, can't move it out, and they were talking about that air leaf being bent. And I said, I don't think so, but they couldn't move it out. And they did cut the U-bolts off it when they went to push it out, but they couldn't get it pushed back over underneath the airbag. And they just put the new U-bolts and tightened it up and said it won't move. which I thought was kind of strange that it wouldn't move.
And that was at the same time they replaced the carrier bearing, right?
Yes.
So there's a 15 degree wedge there.
There's a degreed wedge. I can't remember what size it is. But if they cut the U-bolts loose, then that thing could have dropped out of place. When they put it back up, they might have got something out of alignment in there. And you could have a twist going on in your drive axle would cause this vibration, too.
On the very rear. But that should be physically visible.
If you knew what to look for.
If you know what to look for, right.
Right. But it is possible, in fact, more than just possible, that your problem is where they screwed up with that U-bolt trying to get the leaf springs to move out.
Right.
Right. I know they cut them out. They cut them off rather than tried to loosen them up and
right.
take them out. They just said
right.
it's a lot faster just to cut them off and put new ones in.
Yeah, but there's components in there that are supposed to be in certain spots, and if they didn't get them in the certain spot or if they got something backwards when they put it together, that could be causing this whole thing.
Okay. And I'm wondering if I should have Jerry do my bushings and at the same time pull the U-bolts off and get that air leak over where it's supposed to be.
With this additional information, I would try to get to Jerry as soon as I could and see how much of this he could just straighten out.
Right.
Okay. All right.
It's,
I'll do that then.
It's not just the carrier bearing now.
Right. The carrier bearing may have been right.
Right. They may have done the right there and screwed up where they cut the U-bolt.
Right. You need to take a look at it.
Okay.
Well, sounds good. I will get in touch with him and set it up for him to take a look at this thing and see what we can do.
Very good. You have yourself a good day and drive safe, huh?
All righty. Thank you much. Have a good evening. I'll be listening to the rest of the show.
All right. All right. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you.
Bye.
All right.
Okay. And while we were chatting with him, somebody else decided they had a question or comment.
Well, it's good, because I didn't want to hear you sing. And I don't like your
chatting. Georgia. Georgia. And where's this guy calling from?
740.
And what is your wild-ass guess of where that is?
Is that Ohio?
It is Ohio.
Okay.
Man.
Too many people have called from Ohio and Illinois.
You had one wrong and one right tonight. You're 50%.
Sure. Yeah.
Any batter that bats 500 is good.
I don't know. Is that
500 is good.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well,
in my baseball career, I batted 1,000. I was in Pony League.
Yeah.
And they let me bat once, and I hit.
Good for you. Batting 1,000.
Nice. Okay.
All right. Well,
is he in Ohio?
Guy in Ohio?
Yes.
He is not.
Well, we got a 50-50 shot here then.
Well, I think it's a 75-25.
Okay, let's see what we got.
Hello,
Ohio.
Hello, Des Moines.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm sitting on my couch.
It is in Ohio. See, I'm right.
Unless his couch is in his truck and his truck is in another state.
We got it. What's up, buddy?
My question is for Kevin.
Uh-oh.
I have a True Temper wheel barrel that needs alignment.
A one-wheel wheelbarrow or a two-wheel wheelbarrow?
Actually, it is a single wheel, yes. And the darn thing keeps falling over.
Well, I think if we can adjust the caster on that, we can...
No, it's a camber problem.
Camber?
Absolutely camber problem.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Hold it just like this, it'll be fine.
And it's not the wheel, it's the operator.
You got one long left arm and one short right arm.
This guy has been farming on a side hill and he doesn't know the wheelbarrow going to handle it.
Well, I'm so close to West Virginia, there's no flat spots.
See, there you go. That's it.
We knew there was the problem.
Side hill farmers, they all have one leg longer than the other.
West Virginia goats have two legs shorter than the other two.
There you go. That's it.
Yep.
I understand. Cool. And what kind of commercial loads do you haul in this wheelbarrow?
Dog shit.
Dog shit.
That sounds right.
Man, I don't know if you're going to be able to earn enough hauling dog shit to pay for the alignment of the
Dog shit is like gold. You can sell it, man. People want that stuff.
So my call in is actually about your last caller.
Uh-huh.
I was called to do an alignment on a truck.
Were
Does
you?
Does that tell you who I am?
I know
who you
are.
Does that
tell
you who I am yet?
I got this all figured out.
They did exactly what you're thinking on the back axle, and they put those wedges on backwards on that axle.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell visually very quickly if it is done properly or not.
Mm-hmm.
The torque rod that comes from the frame to the top of the axle.
Yep.
It will no longer be perpendicular to the frame.
Yeah, it'll be aimed toward the front of the truck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Now, we had one the other day that the guy had the same basic complaint, but what they did, the mistake they made, was they only reversed one of the riser blocks.
Okay. Well, it would still cock that axle.
A little bit, yeah, but not as bad as when they cock them both.
The ones I did, it were both cocked. Now, holy crap. But
yeah.
That would be a place to look.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I'm much more suspicious of that since the repair on the U-bolts was done at the same time the carrier bearing was done.
Right. It's possible it was completely left out. It could have been turned around.
Or they could have... If they cut the U-bolts, the thing separated a little bit.
Right.
There is a pin that is welded to the axle that's supposed to go into that riser block. Mm-hmm. Those pins shear off sometimes. And if something got out of place and got on top and between the components, when you tightened it up, the pinning angle would still be twisted, even if the blocks were in the right way.
Oh, yes, that's true. Yep.
So... my gut's telling me there's something wrong in the U-bolt stacks.
Happened right there.
Uh-huh.
So
I agree.
How's things in Eastern Ohio?
Well, I got to tell you, guys, I just got back from the Bahamas.
Oh, jeez.
I've been gone all week, and I've got this terrible sunburn.
Yes.
That'll happen.
And I got sand in places where I don't want to talk about.
Jerry, you and I both know you're too damn old for that.
That's what my wife keeps telling me.
But you keep trying anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, see, going to the Bahamas, the price you pay for working too hard.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was on a cruise ship, and they fed me until I gained another 20 pounds, and I got sunburnt, and...
Rough times.
You realize, Jerry, that your mother wasn't there. You didn't have to clean your plate.
Oh, I did, though. Oh, I did.
Yeah, you did.
You can feed the fish with what's left.
Well, that's true. I didn't think about that, but no, I cleaned my plate.
You're a good boy.
I was not wasteful.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. You know.
That's true. That's true.
Very true.
You might need those extra pounds to live on.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right.
And I got about 2 months worth right now.
Yeah. So that means that Monday you got to get back to work working on trucks.
Yeah,
I've got a list of phone calls that I got to return and get things scheduled, but I've already got next Saturday scheduled and tomorrow scheduled. That was scheduled before I even left.
Feels so bad for you.
Yeah, I'm getting too old for this.
Yes, you are. That's why I'm making my
really
kid.
Good for...
You're looking really good?
I'm looking really good for 70 years old.
Yeah, right. Except you ain't 70.
I ain't 70, but I look really good for 70.
Well, that's why I'm making the kid do the alignments down. I'm sitting in the office.
Yeah, lucky me.
I heard that. Yep,
mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Get a little bit of grease under those fingernails.
No problem.
He needs it. He needs it. All right, buddy. We got somebody else that's calling here, so I guess we better move on.
All right.
All right.
Thanks
take
for calling,
care, guys.
You bet. Bye bye.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. All okay. Right. Now I know where this one is too. By the way.
Yeah.
760.
Oh, I know where that is.
Yeah. 760-765. I'm pretty sure I know who it is.
Uh huh. And who do you think it is?
The other alignment guy.
In
Alpine.
California. Julian.
Julian.
California.
There we go. Yep.
Let's see.
All right. And he wouldn't be out of state.
No.
Hello.
California.
Hello, Mike. This is Donald.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Yeah, when Jerry popped in, it reminded me the insurance company you gave me, auto, whatever it is, and
right?
The one that Jerry gave me, they're not licensed in California, so that was out of the question. Too
okay.
Bad. I got one gripe about the laser bar.
Yeah?
You painted it black, and I was out in Borrego yesterday when it was 100 degrees.
And it was hot.
Oh, boy, was it hot.
The only thing worse than black is chrome.
Right.
Yeah. Black gets hot, though, especially out there. That you got to realize that Borrego, that changes it breaks all the rules.
Yes, it do.
Does it? Yeah.
Yes, it do. I've been out there. Yep.
Oh,
I was in Phoenix. I was in Phoenix one time training at a truck dealership, and we were in a shop, but the sun was shining in the door, and I laid a chrome wrench down on the frame of the truck, and about 10 minutes later, went over to pick it up and burned my hand.
Yep. I got pictures of the white part of my truck, the white painted white, and it was 122 degrees, and that wasn't
Woo.
Even in summer
Woo.
Down here. So it gets hot. That's the only thing, man. So I got to remember, I got to use gloves to pick it up.
Right.
So are you going to start carrying one of those collapsible tents to set up over the truck while you're out there working?
I was doing a bus. So it would have to be a big tent.
Big tent.
And I got Julian School District. I mean, not Julian, Borrego School District.
Yeah.
I got the fleet of 12 buses. But I'm not the account holder. The repair shot and tire shot down is the account holder. So I go and run down. I do the alignment. They pay me immediately. Then they're on the hook for the price of the bus to the district.
That's good business, man.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Somebody else is selling the work for you. You're doing it. I like that.
Yep, 12 buses.
Cool.
And they said they had to do one. They ran it into a ditch, and then they jerked it out with a bulldozer. Front axle was, well, let's just say they sheared the center bolt, the head of the center bolt off the spring.
Yeah, seen that before. Uh-huh.
And so I had to go down there and reset it, and they said, the rest of the alignments will be done in August.
In Borrego.
At night.
In Borrego. 122
yeah,
in the shade, and only shade is under the bus.
Yeah, but do it at night. Kevin's got the idea.
Yeah, I can do it at night, too. I'll go in there and down there and sweet talk them to do it at night as soon
That'd
as it comes
perfect.
In and before they start it in the morning.
Yeah, after
But,
sundown,
yeah, I wanted to
I'm
call and
hilarious.
Let you know that those insurance agencies are not licensed in the state of California.
Far out. There's always something in there.
Yeah.
Yep. Chad gave me one, and I was talking to another guy. Actually, I was talking to the shop owner down in Borrego, and they said I'm probably going to be getting set up through them.
Cool.
Good.
Cool.
Okay.
Excellent.
But
Any
yeah,
other...
I wanted to give you let you know about the gripe on that hot tow that laser bar.
Man.
I suppose we can't change the colors, so what do we need to do? Start sending them out with insulated gloves? Oven gloves. Oven mitts.
Oven mitts. Or I use the welding gloves.
Yeah, welding gloves. That'll do it.
Yeah.
Especially down there. But I was going to let you go, but I wanted to let you know, yeah, it works fine, but there's just one gripe. The first hot day was 100 degrees out.
Got
it. And it was a little on the hot side.
Yeah. So you getting business out there? Things going along nice?
Yeah, it's I'm kind of working, still doing under the table work for the because of the insurance situation, but I'm getting
sure,
that worked
sure.
out. I'm going to be
sure.
meeting with them. In fact, tomorrow the agent and I got to go over some final things. They're going to ask me a bunch of questions and stuff, and then
cool.
hopefully, May I'll have insurance.
That's excellent. That's excellent. Well, all
and,
the years I did this. We have never had a claim against our insurance on alignments.
Right. I was just going to say, maybe we should ask anybody listening or if anybody knows, if anybody that we've worked with has ever had a claim.
I've never heard of one.
I've never heard of it
either. Okay. Very good, bud.
Okay. And thanks again for those shims.
Always glad to help.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
You betcha. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Okay. All right.
Now, that, do you know what the story in the shims was?
They were thrown in. I'm...
We double shipped.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I remember that.
Yeah,
I
we double ship shims.
I saw his packing slip,
yeah.
and there was no report on it in UPS. So
right.
I said, well, this has to go.
Yep.
It went USPS.
Yes, yeah, so he got a double order. That means he got a 50% discount.
Yes, that's true.
The way life
well,
is.
Well, he'll be set for years.
A while, right.
All right.
Okay, what do we got?
601. I know who that is.
You do?
Mississippi.
It is Mississippi. How'd you know Mississippi?
Because it's come up like six
Did you
times.
Used to live in Mississippi?
No, I did not.
No, just lots of phone calls. And I bet he's not in Mississippi.
I bet he is.
Okay, let's All find right. out.
Hello, Mississippi.
Yes, hi. I am in Kansas right now.
See,
Kansas.
I knew he was gone.
Yeah.
What's up, buddy?
You know, I've been inspecting my steer tire today.
Uh-huh.
I have about maybe 12, 30 seconds on it. And when I look at the tire, everything wore out good. But when you look at the tire, I'm thinking, wow, somebody put a plug in there. Like, I don't remember that. You know, like I got a new tire, new truck. I don't remember put anybody plug on my tire. I never have a flat, never have any screw on it. So I'm like, what's going on? Then I take like a screwdriver and it's kind of like going inside that plug, but it's not a plug. It's kind of like a soft rubber and inside like little open air. Like seems like it's maybe like some kind of air bubble, you know?
Oh, a blem in the tread of the tire was probably molded in there when they built the tire and they had a blem and didn't see it.
Hmm. You think
that could
so?
Be. It could be. Stranger things have happened. I've had brand new tires that had a bolt molded right into the tire.
You know, and then when I put a screwdriver in there, I can hear the like metal on metal.
It's all the way down, huh?
Yeah. So that's like dangerous to drive. It can blow up, or it's a Michelin
no,
tire.
No. I. It's not dangerous.
Because it's in the tread.
But it could shorten the life of the tire.
Right.
So I would take it to a Michelin dealer and say, hey, this is here. Is this a warranty thing that we can take care of? And if they say no, which they probably will, then I would fill that with rubber. You know, liquid rubber, just fill it up so that moisture's not getting in there.
Right.
So a tire repair shop would have something they could squeeze in there to fill that up to keep it from getting moisture down on the steel belts.
Right, because that will definitely shorten it, shorten life.
Okay. I already have 140,000 on the steer, so I'm thinking maybe another 60,000 and it's going to be need a new tire anyway, right?
Yeah, but I would try and fill that to get the best so it doesn't do anything strange to you, okay?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, and also the trailer tire, it's gapping, like three gaps and then good, and then three gaps and good, and it's on inside. That means wheel bearing is loose, right?
Could be wheel bearings, could be axle flex, but the fact that it's three cups, and each cup is, what, 6-8 inches apart?
That's brakes.
Okay, something's making the tire jump. The tire jumps three times, and then the shock absorber stops it. Uh-huh. And by the time it rolls around, it jumps three more times. So the shock is working, but something's making the tire jump up and down. It could be as simple as the tire's out of balance.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay, but, that's like because the tire get older, or it's because maybe the rims is bad, or...
Well, we're blaming the tire, but what happens if the brake drum is the one that's out of balance?
Yeah.
Okay, or
the whole assembly is.
Yes, something in the assembly is probably out of balance and making it jump. And then once it jumps, then the shock says, no, you can only jump three times. And so you need to find out what's making it jump.
Right.
I would check
the
wheel.
When it goes all the way around, you know the shock failed.
Yeah, if it goes all the way around, then the shock has failed. So I would, yeah, you could jack it up. You could check the wheel bearings. You could check things for balance, things like that.
Yep.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You betcha, buddy. Have a good day.
All right.
Okay. Very good. Very good.
All right.
Are we almost done?
We're half done.
Man.
We could be more than half done if we don't get many more callers.
This could have been a whole year. Now, it feels like I've been talking for years. But it's only been a half hour, huh?
It's been a day.
All right.
We do have two more callers, and they're in similar area codes.
What's the first one?
920.
920. You got a guess?
Jamaica.
What was the first state you guessed today?
Was it Minnesota?
No.
No.
It was a cheesehead.
I did not guess Wisconsin.
You didn't? I thought you guessed Wisconsin.
I guessed Minnesota.
Oh, well, see, wrong. Then I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I'm never wrong.
It is Wisconsin.
You must have made a mistake.
Whiskey. I must have made a mistake.
Is he in Wisconsin?
Sure. Beautiful day.
Okay. He's in Wisconsin. Let's find out.
All right. Hello, Wisconsin.
Are you there?
Wisconsin. He is driving.
Hello? I can't hear him.
Hello?
Hello. We're here. Are you there?
920-579-0333.
Hello.
Hello, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
I don't tell what's going on here, guys.
Don't know either.
Did you hit the button to talk to us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. What's your question?
Crazy question. I got a 379 Peterbilt. And,
I'm sorry.
Hello? No. Really?
Hello?
Yeah.
Come on.
No.
And my drive tires, I want to run the rear one at 100 and the front one at 90. Is that a bad idea? The front drives, back drives.
Why do you want to run them at different pressures? Hello? Did we lose you?
No, I'm here yet. Are you? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why do you want to run them at different pressures?
Because the front axle bangs pretty hard on the real hard bumps.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like it smooths it out a little bit. I'm just wondering what the tire wear, what the effects would be on stuff like that.
Okay. If I was going to lower the pressure to get a better ride, I'd lower all of the drive tires, not just the front axle.
Right.
Okay.
The minimum pressure required by those tires is about 70 PSI.
Right.
So even at 90, you're still overinflated. I just lower them all to 90 and see how it goes. Now, what brand of tires are you running?
The Michelin X. Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could run those 85 to 90 without a problem.
No issue.
Really? Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't run too heavy. My drives average weight. Cool. Thank you, guys.
Not a problem, bud. You have a good day.
Bye.
All right. Well, whoops.
He was driving, but we never found out whether he was at home or not.
No, we did not.
We got a 917. Hello, 917.
Yeah, that happened accidentally.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
917 here.
Good. Are you in your home state or are you out?
I'm in Florida. That is correct.
And your state is New York, so you were really lost.
Yeah, you're out of the way there.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I live in Florida.
Oh, okay. Very good. Very good.
Hey,
so what's up?
Two questions I have for you.
Well, the first one's free. The second one's twice as much money.
All right, we'll bill it to MD Alignment. Is that okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, I heard you mention to the caller early on about putting some kind of rubber compound where the belt, if the belt is showing. I just had a couple of tires regrooved. I think a certain spot that went down a little too far on there, and I'm starting to see a little bit of the shiny belt there. Can I use that same process on that?
No. The only way this would work is he's got 12, 30 seconds of tread depth, but he's got a hole that's going down into the belt. So you're going to fill the hole just to keep moisture from going into there.
Right.
Where you've already worn it down to the belt, you're screwed. And that casing cannot be recapped. That's junk now.
Yeah.
No, I know it can't be recapped. That I know. With that.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Okay, that's fine. Second thing, I'm scheduling the truck to go into the shop. I'm doing the front brake, and I decide I'm going to do the whole wheel bearing and everything like that. Can I call you guys tomorrow to get that recommendation
spec?
How to do the bearings?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, I'll call the office tomorrow then and get hopefully an email or something, because I want to take it into the shop and give them specific direction how to do that.
Yeah, we either email or fax. We can do it either way. No problem.
All right.
Okay, all right, great. Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
You betcha. You too. Bye-bye.
Yep. All right.
A New Yorker who is relocated to Florida. Can you imagine?
I've never heard of that.
No. Years ago, I was down in Florida, and I ran into a guy who really had a New England accent. And I said, how did you wind up here?
I think I know this.
You've heard the story, but they haven't. So
I bet they
just
have.
Be quiet. Well, maybe they have. He says, well, one winter it was snowing deep and the kids were complaining and the dog couldn't get outside to poop and everything was a mess. And I decided I'm getting out of this. So he packed up the wife and the kids and the dog and a trailer and the station wagon. And he had stuff on top of the wagon and he strapped a snow shovel on top of it. And he started driving south. And he'd stop for gas or food or something. People say, why do you have that snow shovel on top of your truck? And he said, it's just, you know, don't worry about it. We're driving.
Get all the way down to Virginia, North Carolina.
They still knew what that snow shovel was. When he got into Florida, the guy says, what the hell kind of shovel is that? He unloaded.
Had to get someplace that didn't even know what a snow shovel
was. That's far enough.
Yeah.
Okay, what do we got? Next one down there is what?
That's the interesting thing. See, we had a 920,
yeah,
and then we just had a 917,
yeah,
and now we've got a 915.
Oh, they're all sitting right next to each other.
They are. You would think they're next to each other, but one is New York. One was, what was 920?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
I forgot. I'll have to look. There it is right there. That was Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, New York, and this one must be...
Texas.
Texas. Of course it is.
Of course it's Texas.
All right.
And he's still in Texas because you can't drive out of Texas.
They don't let him out.
You
might be able to go south, maybe.
No, you run into
the
Gulf.
The river.
You go into the Gulf.
All right. Okay. So he's in
Texas.
And this is El Paso. So
hello, Texas.
Hello, El Paso.
Hello, guys. How are you doing tonight?
We're doing good. Yourself?
I'm doing well.
Are you in Texas?
Yes, sir. I'm sitting here in El Paso, Texas.
He knew you were in El Paso. All right, very good. So what's your issue?
Okay, I'm having some uneven wear on my left steer tire, and it's on the outer. It's between the first and second tread on the outer side of my left steer tire.
Okay. Now, a couple of questions. You say it's between the first and second. Now, some steer tires have a little quarter-inch decoupler piece of rubber on the outside edge. Are you counting that, or are you only counting the one-inch wide ribs?
The one-inch wide ribs.
Okay, good.
Inside.
And so, what inflation are you running?
110.
And what does the sidewall of your tire say?
120.
You're 10 pounds underinflated.
16 ply, 10 pounds low.
Yep. And if your sidewall says 120, I like 130 better.
Right.
But what's happening at underinflation like you've got there, particularly when you step on the brakes and the load shifts to the front, the footprint of the tire doesn't have enough air pressure to hold it on the ground, so the footprint buckles in the middle, and you start getting that second rib depression wear.
Right.
Okay.
That's just all right. The way it is.
Now, is there any
so
feathered wear on the tire?
No.
Okay. Yeah, it's just so inflation
it's just
then.
Inflation.
Okay. Well, I was planning to get my alignment done because I haven't had it done. It's been over a year. And
mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you guys had an MD alignment shop here in town.
In El Paso, yes.
Yeah. What's his name?
Dunlop.
Okay, great.
Dunlop. Gene Dunlop.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find
his company name. Something Mobile Alignment. It's on our website.
Just a second. I can get it for him. I'm close. Okay. Mobile Laser Alignment, Gene Dunlop. You ready to write a phone number down?
Okay, yeah.
915-276-6766.
276-6766. Got
correct.
It.
2766766.
Don't confuse me, Kevin.
All right. Thank
okay,
you
buddy.
Appreciate your time.
You bet. You have a great day.
Good night.
Bye. Okay.
Okay. So it was 920-917-915. Guess which the next one is?
I don't know.
541.
541. Is that anything like BR549?
It's like it.
It's like it. And where is
541? 541. Is that not also Ohio?
Nope. Starts with an O.
Oregon.
Oregon.
Oregon. Oregon.
You keep moving away from the microphone. I don't think you're
I
supposed
do.
To do that.
It's Oregon.
Oregon.
Yes.
And he's probably in Oregon because the weather's pretty good up there right now.
It certainly is. I think everybody should be home this time of year.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see if he's there.
Hello, Oregon.
No. Actually, the kids was out fishing today, and it was snowing in Oregon. I'm in Nebraska.
You're in Nebraska. Okay. What part of Nebraska?
It says Lodgepole on the GPS. I'm down here by Sydney.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we know where that is.
He's in the flat part of Nebraska. Maybe.
No. He's in Sydney. He's way west.
Yeah, that's all subject to drop any moment with the rolling hills. So
that's true. All right.
Anyway,
so what you got?
Hey, Mike, Bridgestone M760s on the drive.
Yep.
I've got on my front drive. I've got one that's starting to get a little bit of river wear on the inside.
Yeah, by the frame.
Now these have. What's that?
By the frame.
Yes.
Yep.
And what I'm wondering is if that didn't get a wheel bearing check. Now these have 293,000 miles on.
Whoa,
and
with that kind of mileage,
it's starting to wear.
I'm just wondering,
is that just you just rotate them around, or
I would rotate them because over a period of time left in the same spot, the axle is flexing a little bit. You're going to get some of that wear. When's the last time those tires were on the back axle?
Over a year ago.
Rotate them in.
A year ago at Christmas, yeah.
Yeah. It's up to you if you want to X them or just move them front to back, but put them on the rear axle because it wears a little faster, and it might polish that back off, and your front and the ones you move up haven't started, they should be okay.
Okay. And I'll just put them back there then and then wear them on out and put new ones back there. And then these back ones, they'll last longer on the front. So.
Now, wait a minute.
Okay.
Don't put new tires on one axle and leave old tires on the other axle.
Okay.
Okay. If you do that, you'll have real tall tread on one axle and short tread on the other axle.
Yep.
And that means that the tires on the tall axle are going to rotate less times per mile than the other ones. And if you have more than 15-30 seconds difference between your axles, you can blow the power divider out of the truck.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Don't want to do that. Yeah.
No.
Now, if If you get in a position where you have to buy four tires and the other four has still got enough tread you want to run them, what you need to do is put the four old tires on the left side of the truck and the four new tires on the right side of the truck. That way, each axle will rotate on an average the same as the other axle, and you'll protect the power divider.
Right, and the differential is built for the difference.
Okay. Or just find somebody to sell these two to run them out and put all four or all eight tubes on.
That would be even better.
Yep.
That would be fabulous.
Yeah.
But don't put tall tires on one axle and short tires on the other. You'll blow your power divider.
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay. I did not know that. Do you happen to know what the rolling resistance are on these M760s?
No, we don't have anything to do with the fuel economy. No, not our business.
Okay. Okay. All right, guys. Well, I appreciate the info, and I did learn something there. So,
good deal. Well, thanks for calling.
It.
You have a great day. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that was good.
Very nice.
That was good. Now, we have reached that point in the show
where there's about 10 minutes left.
Who's that knocking on my door? Who's that knocking on my door?
He just wants to sing. That's the problem.
Who's that knocking on
my
door?
My problem.
Said Barnacle Bill the Sailor. somebody tapped in. They didn't want to hear anymore of this.
They're smart.
What's the phone area code?
732.
732?
732.
I know where that is.
I do not.
It's Jersey.
Jersey.
This is Chris
this
Christie's
is our
buddy.
Chris Christie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's find out if he's out at the beach.
What was it that our friend Chris Christie was working on?
I don't remember. Hello there.
Open the door and lay on the floor, said Barnacle Bill. Hey, if you're going to start singing, I got to help you out, you know?
Oh, I appreciate the heck out of that.
My father-in-law used to say, sing by the window. We'll help you
out.
Yeah,
help you out. They told me to sing Far, Far Away.
There you go. Yeah.
I said I didn't
and
know
that
song. They said, we'll teach you.
There you go. Hey, just a quick one. I'm picking up a trailer that I bought used, and it's got mixed tires. Some are, I think three of them on there are recaps. Shouldn't make much difference as long as they're all the same height, roughly.
As long as if the heights are the same within 4/32 in a pair, okay? So one side of the axle could have 20/32 on average, and the other side of the axle might have 13. That won't bother anything because they're rolling separate from each other, okay? So between the two tires, you need to have 4/32 or less. The second thing you want in mixed match tires is you want to try and put the same brand tires next to each other. Okay.
Yeah.
As much as possible. Michelin's with Michelin's, Goodyear with Goodyear, Connie with Connie, Bridgestone with Bridgestone. As long as you follow those two rules, you'll be pretty close.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do the treads, are they typically the same height?
They'll start out with the same height on the tread, but if you have
Continental one tire, Michelin another tire.
Yeah, the treads are the same, but when you load the tire and put weight on it, the two casings don't flex the same.
Right.
Right.
Softer
That's
than
what
the
I was
especially if they got these low rolling resistance things.
Right.
Michelin's probably a ton softer than the other ones.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Problem.
So because the casings with the retread on it, they're going to have a different flex to them, probably, right?
No. What? If you had two, let's take two Michelin tires. One of them has a recap on it. The other one has the original tread. But the treads are all the same. The tires are the same height. The recap doesn't make any difference.
Right. It's the fact that you had a Continental and a Michelin next to each other.
Right.
Okay. I thought for some reason that the recap might be of a different consistency. It might make a difference.
It really doesn't. Have it okay. seen that. It's the casing that counts.
Right. It's still what, 18, 30 seconds or ever? What, no. 32, 30 seconds?
Okay.
So, well, a trailer tire can start out at 19. Well, steer tire tires at 19. A trailer tire might be 20.
Right.
Or 22. There's all kinds of different tread depths.
But the depth of the rubber is still the depth of the rubber.
Yeah, the depth of the rubber
so
is the depth
of the
rubber.
So that's not the issue. It's what all of the different plies of the casing are made of that
Correct.
Causes it to flex, especially the sidewall to flex
right.
a different amount.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Very
all
good.
Right, buddy.
Back to sit. We'll sit here and listen.
All Georgia.
There you go.
Georgia, the whole night through. Well, we seem to have run out of questions and comments.
Right.
We only got about 9 minutes left. I don't see any reason to beat this dog to death.
Right.
We'll let everybody off the hook. We'll go home.
We'll be back next week? Or
yeah. I don't have anything going on next week. Let's do it again. Yeah. And and if our wife has a honey-do list, no, it's too late for that. We won't do that.
No.
That's why we do this, so we don't have to do
yeah.
honey list.
Get out of that stuff.
Thank you, folks. Have yourselves a good week. Drive safe. We'll talk to you next time.
All right. Oh, there is one.
No.
No.